This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge Commuter Net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAGCHU portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RAGCHU, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Tonight, we'll go through those first, and then we'll go over and get our echo links. Now, I would like to say good evening. KC4PLT, that's Mr. Richard down in Pendergrass, Georgia. And KF4CKT, that's Mr. John, he's in Honeyfat. And KC4WGG, that's Mr. Patrick in Rome, Georgia. And KE4VGN, that's Mr. Richard, he's over in Greenville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Newland, North Carolina. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Malden. And KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda and her husband Don, KG4PFI. They're down there in Piedmont. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride. KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up there in Hendersonville. And WA4JJZ, that's Mr. Andy down in the Flatlands of Aiken. And KD4HEY, Mr. Jim, he's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana tonight. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there at Brown Summit. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And W4I, North Carolina. And W4SBX, that's Mr. Brad, he's down in Simpsonville. And KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick, via telephone relay. He has just left church. He's on his way back towards Penrose. That takes care of all of those. I do not have any echo link stations at this time. So we'll go over to the RF check-ins, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's the West Shoals and should be negative and negative. And by the way, Gary, Rick said you could go ahead and remove his stuff off SwapNet. Thank you.
Now for DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. 3, please check in. WG4MC, this is Matt West from Greenville County. Be name and native, 7-3, to you and all the nets.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena brings along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay from Ware Shoals. We appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And tell Rick that I will take care of that for him, not a problem, and I do appreciate you letting me know. And then next we got KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd. He's down in Simpsonville. And WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt over here in western Greenville County. We appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Hope all of y'all are doing well, and hope all y'all are staying dry and safe. Of course, it's been kind of dry here lately, but they're predicting some rain coming in if everything goes well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in out of turn. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa, Echo.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, via Echo Link. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Hope you are doing well. Landon, the Echo Link broke up just a little bit. I did not get where you were. Are you up there in Blowing Rock?
Negative. I'm in Liberty tonight.
All righty, young man. We got you over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. And you're not out of turn there, Landon. I was fixing to call you up next, so you were right where you were supposed to be. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Joy, please check in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lehman Golf, KO4QLD, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be in the air. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Chris. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move down to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. 4 Victor Golf November, KE4VGN. I'm Richard. I'm in Greenville. I have no traffic and no roundtable. Good evening.
4DOS. Hello to you and Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table.
LS, check in and out, KI4, VLW Randy, KJ4, CRL Linda, and we're in Asheville.
DOS. In Kilo, Quebec, 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose and Taylor's, and I'll be negative, negative. Thank you.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KE4VGN. Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Richard, I got you down on the pre-net check-ins there, young man, but do appreciate you checking in via RF. Good to hear you on the air. Hope you are doing well. And then we got N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's at home up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KI4VLW. That's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Nashville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Please tell Miss Linda we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KQ4YQI, that's Mr. Jose over there in Taylor's. Young man. Got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hey Gary, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all of the net. Negative, negative, and do and as always and as and Gary, you know, as always, you know, be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And I'll relay your message in there to Joey. I appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Stephen. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. King George 4 Zulu, South Carolina VH Association. Check in AA4L Sandra and W4KA David. We're in Anderson. No traffic, no queue tonight. Gotta get up early in the morning. But hello to you, Gary, and Ms. Joy, and everybody on the net. It's been a while, but got my 2 meters back on there.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, hello, David. I guess your ears have been burning because I've been talking about you a little bit. I'll get down there to you in just a minute, but David brings King George 4 Zulu, KG4Z. That's the South Carolina DX Association. And his sweet bride, AA4L. That's Miss Sandra. And David himself, W4KA, down there in Anderson. Appreciate all y'all being with us tonight, David. Please tell Sandra we said hello. And young man, I am so glad you got your 2 meters back up. If I'd have known it was down, I'd have been down there to help you get that thing back up a long time ago. Good hearing you on there, David. You made my evening. I just want you to know that.
Well, it's surely good to hear you. I kind of got off the air after Kelly died, and I sold all my HF gear. I'm just, I had a 2-meter rig left. I said, well, I'm going to put that back in the car. And I put it in the car about a week or so ago, and I thought I had my headlights worked on, and I come out to make sure they were working good. And, well, I'll just check in the net while I'm there. But good to hear you. 7-3, my good friend. Always good to hear you.
Be a stranger. Do appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Sandra that we said hello. And I know I won't call him Little Man Chase anymore. I guess that young is he's a young man now. But please tell Chase we said hello. And I know you've been through a lot lately, but we've been thinking about you and praying for you and Sandra, and y'all take care down there. If you need anything, you know where I'm at, okay?
Fine business, and thank you so much for everything you do. And it's good to hear you still calling the net. That's great news.
All right. 7-3, my friend.
They talk to you later. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's move on up to the next alphabetical group, which is the front of the alphabet, the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec, KA2AXQ, Ken and Pickens, and I should be around for a little while, over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KA2AXQ. Mr. Ken over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Please tell Barbara we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Ken, I'll be back to you in just a little bit for some comments. Appreciate you being with us. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Anthony Christian Robinson, KR4ACR, Terry in Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KR4ACR. That's Mr. Terry over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. Terry, you keep that up. I guess I'm going to have to claim you as another son. Appreciate you being here, and you take care. 73, my friend. Let's move up now to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canton, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative tonight, Gary, and thanks.
Okay. Check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4, EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. I am negative and negative tonight, and thank you very much, Gary, for calling the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And Harry, you must have been waiting on Patrick. He called me or sent me a text earlier, said he was mobile on his way back to the house. He had been to church tonight, and so I checked him in via telephone relay. So you were probably waiting on him, but he did get on the list there, youngin'. But we appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. And next we got KR4EEE, Mr. Greg up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. For the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'll be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
4DOF. And Gary, please check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. I will be in and out.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JD. That's Mr. Joe over here in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. It's nice to listen. Just sit back here and relax and listen to you call the net. Something I've enjoyed for a while. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
KI-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK-4-JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC-4-MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Larry, you're sounding good tonight. You feeling better?
To be truthful, I'm feeling about the same. I don't know what comes and goes. I just have a hard time sometimes for my larynx to make sound. And anyway, it's no bother because I don't say anything that's important to worry about. And I have that on good authority. You know what I mean. KK4JBQ.
Okay, Larry. Well, you're sounding better tonight. I'm sorry that it comes and goes, but you continue on the way you are now. And yes, I understand that statement completely. I agree with you. If you don't believe me, my know-it-all that sits in the other room will let you know about it. It's okay, though. It's all in good fun. Thanks for being with us tonight, Larry. Hope you're doing well. Like, again, tell Donna we said hello. Well, we've been all the way through the alphabet. We'll open it up to the big group now. All the way through the alphabet, A through Z. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
OS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale. In Ellenborough, I'll be negative, but we'll be sticking around for the swap net. And thanks for calling, Gary, and tell Joy we said hello.
KOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Yankee Uniform. That's KQ4ZYU. Allen in Piedmont. No comments, but I'm gonna hang around for the swap net.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KK4SMV. That's my buddy Dale up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4ZYU. Mr. Allen down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. And Allen, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log. And do appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Big old pause right there normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI-4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag two portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book, or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI-4DOS.
SMB, Gary. I need to make sure I've got everything taken off of the swap net book at this time.
You still had 3 items on here. You had the PAL Star 2000A, the Astron RS-70M, and the PAL Star AP-2K.
They are all gone. I appreciate it, Gary. Y'all been a great help, and Jeff Swida is very thankful and appreciative for all that's been done.
and the HAP community's been outstanding. I'd like to tip my hat to everyone. Appreciate it. This is KK4SMB.
All righty, Dale. We do appreciate you letting me know, and tell Jeff's wife that we said hello next time you talk to her, and make sure that she knows that we miss the young man. I'm sure she does, but, you know, he meant a lot to me. I talk with him on the phone quite a bit, and not as much as some and less than others, I guess. But I enjoyed the conversations every time we got to talk. But he is missed. But thanks for letting me know, Dale. And again, we appreciate all you did for that young lady down there, Jeff's widow. And you know, we do what we can, and that's all we can do. But you and Miss Susan take care. Thanks for letting me know. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the Swap Net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book tonight is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT1802. That's a 2-meter mobile transceiver. He would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's an Astron RS20A. That's a linear power supply. They would like $65 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. Fellow has 100 feet of low loss Super 8 coax. He said that's a wireman's part number CQ106. He says it's like new and he would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-870. That's an HF transceiver. He would like $550 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item up is for sale. It's an ICOM ICR-71A. That is a receiver, not a transceiver, just the receiver. And he would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood D700. It's a mobile transceiver. He has an MC80 desk mic. He has a hand stock mic. He has the programming cable. He has two manuals for it, and he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Right here, to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Control, this is. Control, this is Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima, K4WCL. John, I'm in northern Pickens County.
For DOS. Thanks for running the net tonight. Please check in K4HNR, Kilo 4 Hotel, November Romeo. This is Connor. I'm mobile tonight, coming down 25, just entered into Greenville County, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to K4WCL. That's Mr. John over there in northern Pickens County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you are doing well. And K4HNR, Mr. Connor, out there in the mobile tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Connor. You be careful out there on the mobile. Hope you are doing well. This is KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. Continuing. Next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT60R. He's got an extra battery that goes with it, so it comes with two batteries. And it would like $125 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a K9AY loop antenna on a 25-foot push-up mast. And they would like $400 for it, it and the mast. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's a five-element 6-meter Yagi antenna. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an M-squared, a 7-element, 2-meter Yagi. It's a model 2MNX. It's brand new, and he would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Diamond MX3000N triplexer with the X6000 for 2 meters, 70 centimeter, and 23 centimeters. It's brand new, and he would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Rig Expert AA600 antenna analyzer with a carrying case. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. Fellow has 200 feet of RG213U. This coax is brand new, and he would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. Fella has a 27 feet, 7 inch push-up mast. He says it's brand new, and he would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. Fella has 4 of the Mestastic antennas. He would like $15 each for them. He said these are new antennas for the Mestastic mode of operation. Does anyone need any fields? That's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that removed items, I really appreciate that. That helps me keep my book straight and keep the web page straight. So we'll take care of that in just a little bit. Didn't have anybody add anything else tonight, so we're in good shape there. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start a little rag chew? Call KI4DOS.
Draw. KI4HI. First, PRUC, Seneca, no traffic. Good evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to W4HI. Mr. Bruce down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bruce. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet? Called KI4DOS.
DOS. Can you please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo? That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. This is Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
Poor DOS, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha Victor. This is KO4RAB. This is John over in Central. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're over there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And K04RAV, that's Mr. John down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. Well, the first one I got up on the stump tonight is Mr. Ken, KA2AXQ, over there in Pickens. Ken, what have you and Miss Barbara been up to there, young man?
DOS, this is KA2AXQ. Hey, if anybody's on here that's a veteran, don't run away real fast, because I got some really neat information. Gary, did you know they're giving away medical treatments and everything in Greenville? Over.
Didn't know that, Ken.
One of the Marine Corps 55 years ago, and back when I started work for the phone company, I went to the VA and said, you know, I need some help here with some medical stuff, and they gave me a paper to fill out for my income. Well, I made $20 too much, so I joined the Marine Corps League here recently in Pickens, and the guys kept telling me, go up to the VA in Greenville, go up to the VA in Greenville, and I thought, why waste my time? They already told me I didn't qualify. Well, I made an appointment. I went up there Monday this week, and I wasn't in there probably not even 10 minutes, and the guy said, you qualify for all your medical being paid for, and I think the repeater just beeped. Let me let it... they said I qualified for free medical for no matter what. And if I'm in Los Angeles and I'm in a car accident, I can be taken to the hospital and, you know, whatever they need to do. And it's still covered by the VA, whether I'm at a VA hospital or not. And there's one medicine that I take for my diabetes. It's $400 a month when I go to the drugstore. But through the VA, it's only $15 a month. So there's a tremendous savings there. If there's any veterans that have tried to get the help from the VA but haven't been able to, now is the time to do it. I think they just passed a new law or something that anybody that's been in the military gets free medical. Over.
Thanks for bringing that to the net. That is some good information. You know, that's amazing. I'm glad that they finally got that through. You know, I was in the Navy myself. I wasn't in the Marine Corps. One of my brothers tells me, you know, I was a taxi service for them. Of course, he was in the Marine Corps. So we get along good. But that's good news. I'm glad to hear that. And the ones that folks that haven't checked into that need to check into it. They really do. That's a good opportunity. And it's about, all I can say, Ken, is it's about time.
I'm waiting on my authorization for the three Purple Hearts that were never presented to me. And, boy, that's really going to make me happy when I get those. It doesn't increase any money or anything like that you get. But, you know, it'll, I don't know what you want to call it, it'll solidify my time in the Marine Corps. Or whatever the case may be, and it'll make it worthwhile. Or
thank you, Lord, to be recognized for those. I really do. And you know, I feel honored just to have been able to serve and put my time in. A lot of times, Monday morning quarterbacking, sometimes I wish I had stayed in. I could have retired three different times if I'd have stayed in, got my 20 in, but I was married at the time, and my wife didn't like being in the military, and so I got out. But she had three brothers that were in the Army that made a career, well, two of them made a career out of it, the other one got out. But she had three brothers that were in the Army, and I was in the Navy, so it was a little bit of a culture shock for her, I guess.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, there's something that happened to me Monday. I'm supposed to be getting my three Purple Hearts from 55 years ago. But, you know, I've got all my hands, all my arms and legs, and I'm very fortunate for that. And when I was at the VA, I saw guys there that only got one Purple Heart, but they don't have any legs. And, you know, that makes you hurt, you know. So much for that, over.
Understand what you're saying, Ken, and yeah, they paid a heavier price than you did. Understand that, and but it's you know, we were all out there in the same boat, so to speak. You know, when you volunteer and you go in the military, and especially if you volunteer in Marine Corps, I don't think anybody drafted in the Marines. They may have. I don't remember. It's been too long ago for that. But being part of the military family, it is what it is, and yeah, you know what the consequences may be, or the possibility of that. And it's amazing how many of our brothers have gone and paid the price, you know, and some of them the maximum price with their lives, and the others with parts of their bodies and other things as well. But I'm blessed, Ken. That's all I can say is, you know, I've got all my fingers and toes, and ain't nothing fell off, as Don says. So I guess I'm in good shape.
Well, you know, that's funny you mention that about whether they drafted in the Marine Corps or not. When I was 19 years old, I was kind of like a lot of kids. You just throw yourself on the couch and watch TV all day. And my dad sat me down over a cup of coffee one day, and we were talking. And he said, "Son, what do you want to do? You know, you're out of high school now. What are your plans for the future?" And I said, "Well, Dad, you know, I'd like to travel around the country, and you know, give me a job in a gas station someplace, fixing cars, and work there for a couple months, save up the money, and then travel further and do the same thing in another town, in another town." And he says, "Well, son, you know, there's too many chances for things to go wrong." Let me let this reset. "Too many chances for things to go wrong. What happens if you don't get a paycheck one week and you don't have nothing to eat? You could end up doing something that would get you in trouble, steal a loaf of bread or something like that." He said, "Why don't you go see Uncle Sam? Uncle Sam will send you around the world and he'll pay for it. And he'll feed you too." And let me let it reset again. Okay, so I went to his office and he sent me off to the AFE Center in Syracuse, New York. And I took all my tests and everything, and they said, "Oh, well, we found out you got a reckless driving ticket when you were, you know, younger, so you can't get in." Well, I didn't know that I could get a waiver from a congressman to get in, but let me let it reset again. I said, "Okay." Now, this all happened in one day, what I'm about to tell you here. I walked out of the Air Force recruiter's office, and I walked down the street, and there was an Army recruiter's office. So I walked in the Army's recruiter's office, and the guy says, "Have I got a deal for you?" And I sat there in the chair, and I thought, my dad told me if I ever heard that, run as fast as you can. So let me let this reset. "No, thank you, sir." And I got up and I actually ran out of the recruiter's office, and I got to the post office, and there was a Navy recruiting poster outside the post office. And I said, "Huh, okay, I'll go in the Navy." So I went to the Navy recruiter's office, and he was out to lunch. So I turned around and I walked back to the elevator, and there was a sign there with a guy in his dress blues with his sword in his hand, and it says, "Ask a Marine." And I says, "I'm going to do that." So I walked in the Marine Corps recruiter's office. I said, "I'd like to go in the Marine Corps." He says, "Okay, we got to sit you down. We'll get your physical and all this stuff. Let me let this reset again. Go take a test and all this. And I said, well, sir, I already did that for the Air Force. And he said, you did? And I said, yeah. And he says, well, hang on a minute. So he called the Air Force recruiter and says, you got his paperwork? And they said, yeah. And he says, well, send it over here. And I said, well, wait. I'll just run down the street and get it and bring it back. So I did. I ran down to the Air Force recruiter's office, got the paperwork, took it back to the Marine Corps, and said, when can I leave? And he says, hang on just a minute. Let me let this reset. He gets on the phone, and he starts calling kids and saying, hey, would you like to go, you know, next month? Because I got somebody here that wants to go today. Do you want to go next month? And he finally found one kid that said, yeah, I'll go next month. So he says, okay. He told me, he says, you're going to take a bus to Syracuse, New York. You're going to get on a plane. You're going to fly to Charleston, South Carolina. Let me let this reset. Lands in Charleston, you're going to look out across the field, and you're going to see a gray bus out there. He says, you walk across the field to that bus, and you get on that bus, and that'll take you to Parris Island. I said, okay. So I get off the plane at Charleston, I look across the field, and I says, man, that's too far to walk. I'm not walking way over there. So I got out on the main road, and I started hitchhiking. And let me let it reset. Hiking down the road, and all of a sudden this military police jeep pulls up, and the guy says, you need a ride? And I says, yeah. He says, where are you going? And I said, oh, I'm going to Parris Island. I'm going to join the Marine Corps. And he says, they're going to beat the slop out of you every day, kid. And I said, no, my uncle told me they don't do that anymore. Let me let this reset. It was the 3rd of July, 1969. I was supposed to be there on the 3rd at Parris Island. They took me back to the Navy base in Charleston, and they kept me there for 2 days trying to talk me out of going into the Marine Corps, and they took me to the mess hall, got me fed, and all this stuff, and then they said, well, we'll give you a ride to Parris Island. Oh, great! So, they pulled up in front of the receiving building. Let me let this reset. The receiving building, and they said, you're going to walk through that door right there, and you're going to stand at attention, and you're going to tell the man your name. I said, okay. So I walk in the building. I sit down on the corner of this guy's desk, and I said, hi, my name's Ken Sams, and I come to join the Marine Corps. And he punched me right square between the eyes. And when I woke up on the floor, he said, when you get up, you better be standing at attention, because I'm going to hit you again, and you're going to be at attention when you hit the floor. Do you understand me, hog? And he smashed me again, and I said to myself, oh, my God, what did I get myself into? Well, welcome to Parris Island. Over.
AI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Sorry for the delay there. I dropped my microphone there, kid. I can just see you doing that. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad that you made it through, and even though they did probably beat the slop out of you about every day, or at least for a little while. Well, I told you, I know our boot camp wasn't as bad as the Marine Corps, but, you know, it's all good. You know, they're trying to teach you real quick, you know, to listen to what your superiors are saying, and to don't question anything, just to do it, and, don't do it without thinking, and that's probably a good thing in a lot of ways, and not too good in some of the others, but once you get out of boot camp, it seems like things change quite a bit.
I would do it all over again, because it was well worth growing up under those conditions and being taught discipline and this kind of stuff. But when I was in, about the third week I was in boot camp, I got a draft notice in the mail, and they handed it to me but a drill struck the dead during mail call, and he just looked at me and he says, welcome. And I opened it up, and it was a draft notice telling me to appear at such and such a place or a physical and all this kind of stuff. And I showed it to my drill instructor, and you know what he wrote on that thing. And he mailed it back to him, and I thought, I'm going to prison if they ever read what he wrote, over.
I don't doubt that a bit. Oh, me. Well, you know, Ken, I enjoyed my time in, and I don't regret it, not in the least. Like you said, it made you grow up quick, you know. You thought you knew everything, and then all of a sudden, you found out real quick that you didn't know everything, and best thing for you to do is keep your mouth shut.
I'm having horrible static here tonight. I don't know if it's my antenna or what's going on here, but I couldn't even read you last time. It was so much static. So I'm gonna log out or check out here with you so that I don't give somebody else a chance to talk. But anyway, we'll talk to you after a while, Gary. 73's to you and Joy, and God bless you, my friend. KA2AXQ, back to net control.
Okay, Ken, will you take care? Tell Miss Barbara we said hello. I got to get over there and see you again here real soon. Maybe I'll get over there next week. I'll give you a holler on the telly and let you know I'm coming. But you and Miss Barbara take care. Have a wonderful evening, what's left of it, and we'll talk to you later. 73, my friend. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Okay, have my hubs on the net. Please check in N4NLR, number 4, nothing like radio. Can you check me in now, Gary? No, I wasn't in your neck of the woods here tonight and a couple of nights ago. We've been going to Rock Springs Baptist Church for quite some time, probably 15 years or so. And guess what? We finally joined the church. So, anyway, that was something we've been wanting to do, but it seemed like every time we tried to join something, got in the way. Anyway, good evening, Gary. N4NL. I can't even speak. N4NL, go ahead.
Control. Checked in, but this is KO4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. Glenn as in Benjamin, saying hello via RF.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4NLR, Mr. Jim over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well, and congratulations there, young man. Excuse me. Glad you finally got that taken care of. And, I've been going over there to the gym there, Jim. The GYM gym, and working out a little bit. I really like it. They got some nice facilities over there. But appreciate you being with us, and you take care, and we'll say 73 for now. Also like to say good evening to KO4ZEW. Yeah, that's Mr. Ben, which checked in with us on the pre-net check-ins. We got you in the log air, Ben, but good hearing you on the RF side. You take care, and we'll appreciate you being with us. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. So don't have any more rag chewers. If I missed anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment or any other check-ins, call KI4DOS.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Heard you say you go to the gym every now and then. Well, when you particularly got a certain schedule, I might find out what time of day and you might be going. I might try to meet up and say howdy in person.
I have a set time. I might go different times during the week. I go about, well, I was going three times a week, and I've dropped back a little bit now. I've I'm not going but once a week, and so I need to get back and back over there about three times a week. But my times vary. You know, I'll get up and feel like going, and I'll take off and go. And the next morning, I want to sleep in, and which I do, and or maybe not. But I don't go every day. I go like every other day, and like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday are the way I was going, and I changed that up, and then I started going one day a week, but I didn't go the same day every week. I varied that a little bit. But anytime you are going to head over that way, give me a holler, and I'll see if I can get over there and meet you.